Controversial British historian David Irving has featured heavily in the world's media this week after being convicted in Austria for denying the Holocaust. The trial was based on Mr. Irving's book Hitler's War, in which the author claims that Hitler knew nothing of the Holocaust and that Auschwitz was not an extermination camp. But Czech translations of David Irving's books are also widely available in this country, where Holocaust denial is a crime. Well, Rob Cameron joins me now in the studio. Rob, how easy is it to come by David Irving's books here in the Czech Republic?
Well, Daniela, fairly easily. Yesterday I stopped by the Neo Luxor bookshop, which is a large bookshop, one of which is in Prague's Nový Smíchov shopping centre. And I actually had some trouble at first finding Mr. Irving's books in the history section, so I asked an assistant. It took me some time to explain that I was after David Irving, not the popular American author John Irving, who wrote The World According to Garp and so on. But eventually I was told that they stocked three David Irving books, including Hitler's War.
Right, and were they given a prominent position on the shelves?
Well, Hitler's War was actually sold out, not apparently since the fury over David Irving's trial, but since October. There was a copy of his book Goebbels, Mastermind of the Third Reich, though, in the military, not the history section. Some years ago, actually, Neo Luxor also stocked Mein Kampf, Hitler's autobiography, but they withdrew that after the publisher who produced the new Czech edition of Mein Kampf was convicted of propagating fascism. So far, Neo Luxor and other large bookshops such as Kanzelsberger, which has 30 shops across the country, have told the media they are considering withdrawing Mr. Irving's books, but as yet they remain on the shelves.
Right, but I gather that even if they are withdrawn from bookshops, you could still find them in libraries, isn't that so?
That's right. Prague City Library, for example, stocks translations of 8 of David Irving's books, including Hitler's War. Here, again, the library is considering withdrawing them, although a spokesman was quoted as saying in the papers today that the library doesn't want to act as a censor. And obviously that's a very sensitive issue in a country like the Czech Republic, which endured 40 years of totalitarian rule and censorship. Obviously, it's also a fine legal issue whether by offering Hitler's War, bookshops and libraries are actually committing a crime, because, as you mentioned in your introduction, that denying the Holocaust is a crime in the Czech Republic. But another issue here, and some say the real issue behind this whole story, is that the trial, the conviction and the debate about David Irving's books all adds up to huge amounts of free publicity for an author who obviously thrives on it.
Undoubtedly. Rob Cameron, thank you for that.